91X News.
It's 23 degrees and overcast. I'm Steph Crozier with 91X News. There was no real punch to last night's provincial candidate debate for Prince Edward Hastings at the Empire Theatre in Belleville. There were a few exchanges between Liberal Leona Dombrowski and PC candidate Todd Smith. Dombrowski took the Tories to task.
PCs talk about debt and yet remain silent on what projects they wouldn't have built.
Smith maintains his party would be best friends with small businesses. NDP candidate Sherry Hayes said life for ordinary people would become more affordable under NDP government. The Green Party's Treat Hill also took part in the debate along with Truman Tuck and Neil Ford. When Loyalist support staff went on strike, it meant the school's health unit wasn't able to open, taking away one of the most needed services on campus. As Evan Cook reports, Loyalist College's lone nurse is glad to be back on the job.
I'm happy that it's over. I'm happy that it's over.
Lauren Dean sits in her office and smiles, happy to finally be back on the job. Loyalist College's nurse said in her 31 years in the industry, she's never been out on a picket line.
This is the only job that I've had where I've not been essential personnel. So, any of the previous work sort of issues, it was more of a work to rule. But as a nurse, you're not allowed to strike. So that was kind of from, going, well, I hope everything's okay. That's difficult. That was difficult for me.
Dean said she's definitely got her hands full after the unplanned time off.
We've been busy. Normally, at the beginning of the year, we start drumming up for the immunizations that the courses require. And then, of course, we have all of the illnesses and concerns and worries in between that also. We'll play catch up.
Evan Cook, 91X News, Loyalist College.
One man will face court today and another next month after two domestic disturbances last night in Center Hastings. Police responded to a call last night in Marmara where a man and his common-law spouse had been arguing on the street. The man slapped the woman several times and then assaulted her brother when he tried to intervene. The victim received minor injuries. A 28-year-old Marmaran was arrested and charged with 3 counts of assault and failing to comply with his bail conditions. He will appear in a bail hearing in Belleville court today. In Tweed, another violent argument broke out between a 49-year-old man and his wife over a broken appliance. During the argument, the man grabbed his wife by the throat and threatened to kill her. The wife got away but was not injured. Then the man went outside and punched the kitchen window, causing the glass to break. He suffered minor injuries and was arrested and charged with assault, choking, uttering threats, and mischief under $5,000. He was released and will appear in Belleville Court in October. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Miller Reynolds with sports.
Tonight in Junior A, the Wellington Dukes will take on the Peterborough Liplock Stars at the Evan Rood Community Center at 7 p.m. In Empire B, the Picton Pirates will head off against the Napanee Raiders at 7:30 tonight in the Strathcona Paper Center. And on Thursday, the Belleville Bulls will be hitting the road to take on the Peterborough Petes at 7:05 p.m. There are 6 preseason games in the NHL tonight. Starting at 7:30, the Toronto Maple Leafs against the Ottawa Senators at Scotiabank Place. Also, the Edmonton Oilers host the Phoenix Coyotes at 9 o'clock, while the Calgary Flames face off against the New York Islanders, also at 9. In the CFL, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers will have to go the rest of the year minus tailback Fred Reed. Reed, last year's CFL rushing leader, and backup Carl Volney suffered season-ending knee injuries in Saturday's 25-24 loss at Toronto. In rugby, Ander Monroe scored a late try and penalty that rallied Canada to a 23-23 tie with Japan today at the Rugby World Cup. Monroe missed 2 conversion attempts earlier in the game, but hit the one that mattered in the 79th minute. Canada has 6 points to stand third in Pool A, with a match remaining against top-ranked New Zealand on Sunday. That's sports. Here's Steph Crozier with 91X weather.
Today is cloudy, 40% chance of showers near noon. Showers beginning early this afternoon. Risk of a thunderstorm amount to 5 to 10 millimeters. High 21. Tonight, showers, risk of a thunderstorm this evening, low 18. Wednesday, a few showers ending in the afternoon, then cloudy, 60% chance of showers in the evening, wind becoming south 20 kilometers an hour in the afternoon, high 21. Right now, it's 23 degrees. I'm Steph Crozier with Miller Reynolds, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.